We're going to be nazmanim. Everyone has plans before Ben Azmanim comes, but Be'ezus Hashem, this Ben Azmanim, Nivei Matzliach, this Ben Azmanim, Yilal Siyata Dishmaya. And we don't know, Ben Azmanim finishes, next Ben Azmanim will be Asach Besa. So a person has to know, Chazal saying, Ta'azveini Yoim Yomai Ma'azveko. Doesn't say, Chutz mi Ben Azmanim. Right, a person has to rest. But Mitzad Sheini, a person takes 6 months and he learned very stark. If he takes this 6 months and he doesn't make half soke, so the next man that his mamshik was 6 months that he has. But if he makes half soke, so he rests. And if he starts again, it's a gomish. Could be the ideas he will have. But the vaccine in Teire, the gatas in Teire, is only if you mamshik what you have, then you have the vaccine in Teire. If you're not mamshich, the part that you have, it's nishtoken. So I say, Alamol, I'm a katzel, was a shpet, even if we have a schus of 5-10 minutes, but say, a maisa and the goyim, I forgot the name of the place, I think it was called Nori, but the goyim was in a place, the goyim slept 2 hours, 4 hours, it's different. She just how much the Goyen slept every night. And in that place, the Goyen slept 2 extra minutes. Everyone was waiting. When the Goyen came up, they got up, it was very bizarre. He said, this got slept. And he slept 2 extra minutes. On the way back, when the Goyen passed the same city, so that night, the Goyen took off 2 minutes from his sleep. To be mashlim what he missed from his sleep. The person has an amount that he has to mashlim in life. And a person has to attack in it. I'm saying, so we have a poor minute. But a person has to know that the Yisoid, and Be'etzim it's a Yisoid for Atzlocha Alamol. If a person wants to learn Ben Azmanim to be Matzliach, he has to make a Kabbalah Chazoka, a Kabbalah Amitis, a Kabbalah Nimretzes. I say Alamol to learn, I'll say, an hour and a half, 2 hours every day. I know you say so little, but not a Choshev. For sure, I don't understand the Choshev Ha'olam, yeah? Yeah, for 2 hours, at least 4, 7, 8. It's like Nochamot. The Yitzhahore wants a person to say 8 hours. He knows tomorrow already he will not learn 8 hours. Yeah, today he didn't learn 8 hours. And on Pesach he will not learn. Shabbos he will not learn. Mele Gomish Vazak. If a person is Mekabel, Choyk Velo Yavoy, Choyk Velo Yavoy. Every day, an hour and a half. Choyk velo yavo. Friday, Erev, Yontev, Yontev Rishon, Yontev Sheni, Yontev Shlishi, Shabbos, Adekolab, yeah? Every day, an hour and a half. Choyk velo yavo. Choyk velo yavo. Then, about if he wants chutz from the choyk velo yavo, to learn another couple hours, harishus beyoda. But an hour and a half, not that if he misses, he has to be mashlim. Also, Galaba, some people say, they have to be mashlim 3 hours when it's too much, and then they stop. No, you can make up that if he misses, you'll be mashing in half an hour the other day. He says, I don't have 3 hours, he knows it will not. But he's mekabel. So the hell shtezach. The second thing, what are you going to learn? The person has to know what he's going to learn. Don't shoot sometimes when as man, you see people, they're starting to look, you know, neither Mayon or Shoteiro, then Tal Leoiras. You know, these people, don't, they're not learning when as man. See, every shiur that is around, they go to listen, yeah? And they don't learn Gomish. I heard once from Adam Godel, when a person knows that he's a Ben Aliyah, when he doesn't have time for Shlein Mikro Vechatalku, yeah? Not when he doesn't have time, when he doesn't want to read it, yeah? A person takes a plan, other he's chazering Suvis, the Iyun, other he chazers the Pkias, other he's chazering both, other he's learning Andra Masechta. But his plan, he knows what he's going to learn. He's planning to start, I say today, not tomorrow. I'll say to take him today, another hour and a half. Start today. A person, he knows what he's going to learn. The third zach. A person is planning when he's going to learn. I will learn, that's Hashem. So it's all a thousand to wait by night because I'm tired. Some people know. Again, I know some people, they get up a sicking. Learn an hour and a half, 2 hours. 8 o'clock, they're ready after the learning. They could become a goyim. already. A person does fakir. In the morning he can't get up. By night. Everyone, something like Mincha Ma'ariv knows the Olam Shmuz. In his place, it's a place called to call our daughter Mincha Ma'ariv. So now the Ma'ariv can learn then. It's not called to learn an hour and a half, then everyone will come to visit him in the middle. He says, you can learn. A person has to know why it's so important, I'm saying it again and again. It's not only that the Ben Azmanim V'Zaynish can have said. All of the 6 months of Aliyah, if you stop, you don't forget what you learned. But when you start, it's again. We have G'dayle Olam. G'dayle Olam, how can he have said? And we have people that have G'dayle Olam. How much do you think they learned more from the other people? But they didn't stop. So it piles up. Piles, it piles. If you don't, a person has a room full of boxes. You can put a lot of boxes. Every day he puts more boxes in. But it doesn't take up a height. But if he piles them up, then he can stand on top. He can see very far. A person that doesn't makes a circus, he puts a box, then he puts another box, another. All the time he's putting boxes. Full of boxes. He'll get schar on them. Hashem will pay $100 a box. Say it. But if he piles the boxes on each other, if he stands in the box, he can see the ganze Welt. He's doing HaKadosh. This hour and a half, the Yitzhahara doesn't let. I'm telling you from everyone, I know for myself. It's so hard to learn Ben Azmanim. Even in Mitzadechot, it's so easy because no lachas, you can learn what you want, gishmak, no. But the Yitzhahara makes you to be busy and this and busy and this and busy and that. He needs the hefsek. Chabal to fight the whole 6 months with you. Just cut the string. Start again. So, a bachur could put all of his koichos in his man. He erases everything. Such a baltashchis. Such a baltashchis. And mitzad sheni. It's like nochabot. Shpet. A bachur could work a shtickel on davening. So, during this man, a lot of times, it's hard to work on davening. Chavrusa waits, you know, if you come, if you dive in 2 hours, you come 10 o'clock to say this, Mishka Zeposha, Mayrich and Mincha, lunch is over, yeah? It's different problems. Ben Azmanim, a person takes on himself one tefillah to dive. But you know, it's Masor Rishay. So Ishva, which why is every day Shach is Masor Rishay. Or Mayrich, which why is to be Masor Rishay. And if you come, so you waste the next meal in the shtibu. Worse, what's the worst, yeah? A person has to learn. A lot of times people think, when I'll be married, I will start to daven the chavon. I also thought like that. Then you think, oh, when I'll have a kid, I'll start to daven the chavon. Then I think, you know, when I get a bit older, I'll start. Then I think, maybe I'll start to say, sure, I'll daven the chavon. Yeah? Now I know, you know, maybe when I retire, I'll start to daven the chavon. And then they say, you know, when 10 people are standing around your bed, then you'll daven the chavon. It doesn't start. The time, I'm telling you, the only time that a bin Tere could really work on it is Ben Azman. But, Zogun Enzach. The Yitzhahor is not on his clue. He tells you to daven 4 hours on davening instead of learning. Machtachones, Mikra. Tells me, hour. Not get busy with Chesed. Chesed Ben Azman is strange. Because if you learn the hour and a half before, you do the Chesed yet. If not, all the Chesed is strange. This is what the Yitzhahor wants you to do. Help here and help there. Mashim aminyan in this base of a mashim aminyan. Doing this man chesh, machin chesed, machin chesed. He starts davening bechavon epsuki de zimre el shlept. You know, Abi doesn't learn. Shum pani vayifin. But if a person could take 2 zachen, it's klein zachen, what's an hour and a half? I'll tell you, it's a bizoyen. Everyone knows that. Now I'm saying it, it sounds so pashut. When the Ben Azmanim finishes, and you have days that you didn't learn an hour and a half, it's a bizoyen. Bizoyen. Erev Pesach, Pesach, it's hard days. 3 days you have to before, 3 days after. It's the day you fly, the day you come back, the day you go here, the day you go there. Hour and a half. And you take tefillah on yourself. The letzte Sache, I said, the Nefesh HaYehudis is only happy with Ruchnius. A Nefesh HaYehudis is never happy without Ruchnius. So a person that doesn't do Ruchnius, what happens? He's not happy. So he's looking to do something Ben Azmanim, yeah? So he climbs the mountains, the highest mountains, yeah? Leiter is not happy, so he starts to go around these things that, you know, mix you around, yeah? Efshe will be happy. Azucht! He's trying to be happy. Never. If you learn a little bit, and you have a davening that you're working, you're so happy. So the 7 hours that you sit like this, you feel your gishma. You're not looking for the nothing. I'm not saying for Ruchnius. I'm saying for the Gashmius of Ben Azmanim. For the Gashmius of Ben Azmanim. If a person doesn't miss a day, he knows what he's going to learn, He knows the time that he's going to learn, and he has the achlote. And also, before you leave, not okay, I'll decide tomorrow. When a person says, I'll decide tomorrow, to write an X when he's not. Before you stop today, before Shkia today, you know when and what you're learning. And Be'ez Hashem will have Siyata Dishmaya together.
Chag Kosher V'Sameach.